And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD, Devotional Diamond of the Day. When I'm reading the scriptures and something jumps out, that's what I'm talking about. The title, How, we're about to watch this, How Do We Seek? How? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. How do we seek? Number two, color testing. I think that's blue. That's red? Uh-oh. Our place in the world, and then we'll close it out today with the treasury.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelation, spiritual observations, my life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you, what do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866. K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation because it's not professional radio. It's just radio. Pretty sure everybody knows that by now. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Gonna take a short break and then come back, but stand by. SRN News is next. When you laid down your own life for me, your love, it's a love that lives inside of me.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says he and the Senate's top Republican are unified and working together on the same agenda.
After criticizing Mitch McConnell on Twitter, the president invited the Senate Majority Leader over for lunch and then appeared together at an impromptu news conference.
We're probably now, I think, at least as far as I'm concerned, closer than ever before.
And McConnell said the two men are on the same page.
We're together totally on this agenda.
And that agenda includes the budget, a tax overhaul, and a funding bill for storm relief. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Crews trying to corral the California wildfires made progress Monday as authorities reported the first death from the firefighting effort, a driver who was killed when his truck overturned on a winding mountain road. On Wall Street, the Dow by 85 points, the NASDAQ rose 18, the S&P advanced 4, oil up to $51.87 a barrel. This is SRN News.
AM 1210, K-Praise, the Christian station.
You've heard about Ecola's safe and effective methods to rid your home of bugs and termites. Well, now you can be pest-free all year long with their maintenance and warranty programs. Here's Sue Freeze from Ecola to tell us how it works.
Our pest control program gives you regular treatments and a price that's easy on the budget. It's very effective at keeping insects out of your home and controlled in your yard.
Well, that's just exactly what we want, and your termite warranty is preferred by homeowners.
That's because after an initial inspection and treatment to keep termites away, for an annual fee, we give you a yearly inspection, and if we find any evidence of termites, we treat the affected area free of charge. That can save you a lot of money.
All of us want that, Sue, and we could count on Ecola Termite Pest Control Services to keep our home pest-free year-round. So call Sue at Ecola, 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-BUGS.
Or log on to termitelady.com, termitelady.com.
Ecola, powerful termite and pest control.
As gentle as a butterfly.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. The New York Times recently reported on the shameless sexual harassment of dozens of young women by the Oscar-winning movie mogul Harvey Weinstein. In his bizarre response, Weinstein acknowledged that he caused a lot of pain and planned to temporarily step back from corporate power in order to concentrate on therapy. He also promised to compensate for his wrongdoing and channel that anger, in quotes, by launching a major campaign against the NRA while pledging to, quote, make a movie about our president in order to force Trump's retirement. In other words, the guilt-ridden executive hoped for redemption by bashing political opponents rather than improving himself, implying that however badly he behaved, conservatives are even worse. He therefore embraced a classic leftist fantasy that political correctness matters more than destructive personal behavior, no matter how loathsome. Emphasizing public posturing above private conduct can't deliver either personal happiness or societal decency. I'm Michael Medved.
Hey, remember the mortgage meltdown of 2008? Have you tried to get a mortgage since then and been turned down? Or maybe you haven't even tried because your credit score is stuck at 585 or your tax returns have too many write-offs. Well, Cash Call Mortgage has great news for you. We've just introduced programs for people who've been told no. And what's doubly exciting is that we can solve your mortgage problems with no closing costs, no points, title, escrow, and no fees.
Wait. Cash Call, are you saying you now have credit and income-solving mortgages with no closing costs? Are you kidding?
You heard right. A credit or income-solving loan with no closing costs. Call 877-890-CASH and we'll work with you to solve your mortgage issues. Make the Cash Call at 877-890-CASH.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 855-657-9910 for terms and restrictions. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Jesus, yes, you are everything. Jesus, you are everything.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That music was my brother Billy. They just finished doing a concert up at Hope Fest in Prescott, Arizona. Did a fantastic job, so big props to him and his band, the Billy Spoon Band. They had a chance to minister to thousands of people, and that is everything that God has put into Billy's heart. So he's had that opportunity. It's my brother, so you know I'm proud of him for that. We're the only two Christians in our Jewish family. It goes back, as far as we know, 5,000 years, you know, as far as everybody can tell. That's kind of the way to put it. I'm really proud of him. He's my older brother. He's the one that led me to the Lord. And then the Lord has had the opportunity to use me to help him at different times. And we've helped one another. And very, very proud of my brother. Very glad that I'll be sharing eternity with him. It's so funny. I talked to somebody in Phoenix the other day, and they go, "You sound just like your brother." And I said, "Curse you." Anyway, I was just kidding. I said, "Really? I do? Wow." Let's get into this very interesting DDD, the kind of a build upon segments. This is entitled, "How Do We Seek?" And as you know, if you are involved in Christianity, if you've gone to church, you've been a Christian for more than a couple of months or maybe even a couple of weeks, at some point you've heard Matthew 6:33, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Right after that's the verse about not worrying about tomorrow, because sufficient today is the evil thereof. But at some point you've heard, "Seek the kingdom of God, seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness." And so to me, that, you know, that passage has a great deal of weight. Every passage has a great deal of weight, but that it takes a particular action that the Lord is asking us. And the end result of seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness is that everything else should be added unto you. Now, let's not be phony, Christians. I like what one really wise professor said one time. He said, you know, you don't pray so that you don't get it. In other words, when you pray, you're asking for something. You're looking for something. I mean, just by the very nature of prayer, you're petitioning and you're asking. Well, look, I want to have everything added unto me. I want to have everything covered. How do I do that? You have everything covered when you seek the kingdom first. I'm like, okay. So I seek the kingdom first, and everything else is covered. And the very next verse is Jesus' encouragement not to be worrying about things and kind of let that go and have a trust in the Father. Like, okay, I got all that. My question is, how do you seek the kingdom of God first? That sounds great. That sounds doable to me. I mean, it doesn't sound like, well, you know, that's something I can put some effort and some energy in. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. All these things shall be added to you. Therefore, don't be anxious for tomorrow will care for itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Great. How? Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 2. Says, since then you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above, where Christ is, seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on earthly things. You set your hearts on things above because that is how you seek. The way that you seek something is you set your heart on it. You set your mind on it. Those are the two big components. And while Scripture does use heart and mind in some interchangeable moments, the heart is the seat of the emotions. The mind has more to do with the intellect and the processing. But you're supposed to set both, so it doesn't really matter, your heart and your mind on things above. You want to know how to seek? It's got to be the priority in your heart and the priority in your mind. I'll give you an example. When I met my wife, it was one of those weird things. We became like instant best friends. I'd say within 30 minutes, we were like best friends. It was like all of a sudden we were just sharing with each other, crying with each other. First time we ever met. And we got together and we talked for, 6 hours. And we did that 7 nights in a row. She was my best friend. I felt like I could tell her anything, and she would be like, yeah, and, you know, like be supportive. And when I didn't talk to her that one next day, I was like, wait, something dramatic is missing in my life. I wasn't even romantic really at that point. It was just that I needed her engagement in my life. I needed her interaction in my life. So I made sure that the next day we spent time together so we could talk, because I made her a priority in my heart and in my mind, and I would have done my best to move heaven and earth to spend time with her. Well, that's what the seeking is. It's seeing things beyond just your heart and mind in the natural, and it's moving to this place where you are absorbing into it, that you can't really do without it. And to seek God is to set your heart on God and his righteousness and his kingdom, and to seek God is to set your mind on his righteousness and on his kingdom. And you do that, you put your heart into heaven, you put your mind into heaven, you direct your mind. So, you know, if you really want that most practical answer in the whole world, you get your thoughts thinking about heaven. You get your thoughts thinking about God. You get your thoughts thinking about the righteousness of the Lord. And see, you think of righteousness and you think, well, this is what I can do and this is what I can't do. That's not what that is. There's a couple of really good arguments, but my favorite thing that it says at all is Jesus says that you should seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Well, where do we find the righteousness of God but in Jesus Christ? I mean, you're supposed to seek the kingship of God in Jesus. It's not you're supposed to seek how to behave. You're supposed to seek him. You're supposed to put your mind towards him. You're supposed to direct your mind and your heart there and your mind. I'm just telling you from a practical point of view, you can put that emphasis in your emotions. But, dude, you know what your thoughts are. If I sit there and say baseball, your thoughts start thinking baseball, baseball players, baseball, diamonds, bats, innings, runs, hits. You start thinking about all the things that are associated with baseball. Okay, well, we're supposed to do that with God. God, his kingdom, Jesus, heaven, gold, da-da-da-da-da, start going. Eternal life, healing, touch, love, grace, mercy, forgiveness, redemption, salvation, rescue. See? Now you're seeking the kingdom because you've set your minds towards it and your hearts are following because you're like, yeah, I'm directing my mind there. I think we jump with our heart. Ready for this? I'm making this up on the spot, so you got to give me this one. We jump with our heart and we land with our mind. I like it. I never heard that before. Somebody's going to send me an email. That's really old. I never heard it. Jump with your heart, land with your mind. That's a good one. And we need to direct our minds towards heaven. I know. You know, people are like, well, come on. You can't be doing that all the time. Jesus did. I love when people tell you what you can't do. Well, that's no way to live. Let me tell you something. If you can be as impressive as Jesus, you can talk. Until then, be quiet. We set our hearts on things above. You seek them. You seek it beyond that natural view. Because we walk by faith and not by sight, folks. And how do we seek it? We put our hearts there. How do we get that heart? You jump in with your heart. You land with your mind. You get your thoughts thinking about the kingdom of God, the righteousness. How about this? Just get your thoughts thinking about God's provision in your life. Just take 5 minutes and consider how many times God has helped you. And at that moment, while you're doing that, you are seeking the kingdom first. That's it. Because that's what has priority in your mind. Think of it in those terms. Direct our minds there. Jump with your heart, land with your mind. We come back, I want to look at that because I think we skip on the thinking process, and we're going to talk about the Greek word sozfren in a little bit. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break, we'll be back.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
San Diegans should not allow anyone to go hungry during the holidays. Hi, I'm Donnie D of the San Diego Rescue Mission. For just $2.05, we can set another place at our table and serve a delicious home-cooked Thanksgiving meal. $41 provides 20 meals. This is a real, tangible way to show God's love. We don't stop there. All year round, we welcome everyone with nowhere else to go and give them resources they need. Each month, we serve almost 45,000 meals to homeless and hungry men, women, seniors, and children. This all happens because local businesses, churches, and people like you sit down and prayerfully consider what you can do to make a real difference. Please give today so the most vulnerable of our community can have a hot meal and a safe place to stay this holiday season. It all starts with you and your $2.05 gift to sponsor a warm holiday meal.
Log on now, sdrescue.org, or call 619-819-1888. That's 619-819-1888.
From all of us at the San Diego Rescue Mission, happy Thanksgiving and God bless you.
Have you seen someone who was destined to change the world? Have you looked in the mirror? San Diego Christian College will educate and inspire you through the truth of Scripture and the development of skills that will prepare you to impact the world. It sounds like a life well lived, and it can be your life if you take the right path. San Diego Christian College is here to help you become culturally and globally involved with personalized one-on-one attention in a Christ-centered, affordable, and convenient setting. You've been wanting to do something meaningful with your life. San Diego Christian College will help. From Christian ministry to business to teaching. From a bachelor's in business management to a master's in teaching and master's of science in leadership, San Diego Christian College will help you succeed with affordable and convenient classes both on campus and online. Get your degree on your schedule. San Diego Christian College in Santee near the Trolley Center and online at sdcc.edu. Truth, purpose, impact. San Diego Christian College.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring an important message about KPRZ 1210 AM's official contest rules and regulations.
Wait a minute, we're interrupting their broadcast for rules on winning stuff?
Just read what's on the paper.
You must be at least 21 years young to enter, and if your original prize isn't available, we'll give you something of equal or greater value.
One winner per household, and you can only win once every 60 days.
And we're not responsible for any lost prizes that get lost in the mail if we send them out to you.
And prizes may not be substituted or redeemed for cash or made available for resale.
You've got 60 days to claim your prize at our main studios. We're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You know the complete rules are available online 24/7 and free?
Wait, what?
Yeah, just visit KPRZ.com and click on the About Us tab.
Cue the fast-talking guy.
Employees of KPRZ and its affiliated advertising agencies, licensees, participating sponsors, promotional sponsors, and other radio stations in the San Diego metropolitan area and members of their immediate families are ineligible to participate and win.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Is this you?
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I had not heard that commercial before just now for the prizes. That's the first time I've heard that commercial. That was kind of cute. I thought that was, did you kind of help coordinate that, Agent Squires?
Cause that was done before I got here.
That was?
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
You've been here 5 years and you haven't heard that?
No, wow. That's the first time I heard it. It's the first time they played it in our show.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, well, I don't get any royalties for it.
You mean you don't listen the rest of the time?
You know, you're expecting me to listen.
We're asking our audience to.
I don't expect them to listen. You know, I remember going to a church one time, and I loved what the pastor was summertime. And he goes, look, if I see you here every Sunday, there's something wrong with you. He wanted people to go out and enjoy themselves a little while. I mean, there's nothing wrong. He didn't mean that in a super negative way. Well, at least I didn't take it that way. Maybe he was just talking to me and my wife. Anyhow, we were discussing how you seek something, and you jump in with your heart, you land with your mind. I think the big thing here is understanding that our minds, our thoughts, there's some issues here. I'm not going down the 2 Corinthians 10, 3 through 5, or 2 Corinthians 11, 3 portion, talking about the spiritual warfare in the mind. I could do that, but we're just not doing that. I just want to kind of key in on a few other things about the mind, because to seek first the kingdom of God, you're going to have to send your thoughts to the kingdom. You're going to have to think about the kingdom of God. In the most practical terms, you got to stop thinking that you're the center of the universe, that I'm the center of the universe, that we're the center of the universe. Not that anybody thinks I'm the center of the universe. But you just got to stop thinking in those terms and think the center of the universe is the throne of God, and I should be thinking about that as a part of my process. I mean, that's fair. That's right. And again, don't pay attention to what the man behind the curtain says, which represents Hollywood, the media, and all those people. They're nuts. Media stands for making everyone dumber in America. Okay? So just pull off of that. And by the way, this is not new. There's been media around for 2,000, 3,000 years. They've been giving bad reports since the children of Israel spied out the land. It's like, that's a false report. Fake news has been around at least 3,500 years. Okay? So, I mean, nothing new. So I want to key in on this, like, 2 Timothy portion. 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. That's an interesting word. That's an interesting word in the Greek. One of my first Greek word studies that I ever did, right there. That word, sound mind, is sosphren, according to Strong's concordance. And then in a Strong's concordance, I don't know if you know this or not, but in the very back is a Hebrew dictionary and a Greek dictionary, so you can look at the words and read them. Then if you had Thayer's lexicon, you'd put them together and you'd be like, yeah, I got the words. I know what they mean. So in essence, sosphren means sound mind, or get this, safe thinking. Safe thinking. Now, that's the one that kind of gets me. If the Lord tells me, well, Look, I haven't given you a spirit of fear. I have given you a spirit or the power of love, the spirit of a power of love and of a sound mind. So it's not a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Sorry, I said that wrong. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear. So everybody was like freaking out and afraid all the time. God didn't give you that. God didn't give you the freak out. Okay? I'm freaking out. I don't know what's going on. Okay, but God didn't give that to you. The reason that God doesn't give people the freak out is because he already knows what's going on, so he doesn't have to freak out. And that's the only reason people do freak out, is because they don't know what's going on. But typically, God has given us power, which is power from the Holy Spirit. It's not your power. He didn't give you muscles. He gave you spiritual dynamite. He gave you love. He loves you, and it teaches you to love. And he gave you a sound mind, Saz friend. Safe thinking brain. Now, often the Christian does not remain in that and gets out of the safe thinking part and goes into the sinful thinking part. But God gave you a safe thinking brain. And the question is, in your brain, in your mind, in your thoughts, is it sound mind? Is it safe thinking? Are you thinking kingdom stuff or are you thinking worldly stuff? Because worldly thinking is going to kill you. That's stinking thinking. Thank you. Philippians chapter 3, verse 17 through 21. Join together in following my example, brothers and sister. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do. For as I have told you before, and now tell you even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, their glory is their shame, their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, where we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious bodies. Here he gives a definition of people who were Christians, apparently, but then either fell off the Christian bandwagon, were never really Christians, however you want to define it for those who are into election and predestination and free will, don't care. Here's what's said. One of the definitions, their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, their glory is their shame, their mind is set on earthly things. That's the definition of the people that are not making it. Ow. Now, what I had to say about safe thinking has a little more power. It was like, whoop, yep, I want safe thinking. Yep, I got to direct my mind there. Yep, I got to get my thoughts. Yep. It's like, well, you tell me I can control my thoughts. Not only can you control your thoughts, you can overcome that besetting sin. You can do anything through Christ. Through Christ. And look at that, verse 20. But our citizenship is in heaven. See the difference in mindsets? The people that are not going to make it, they've got their mindset on earthly things. The people that make it, I'm a citizen of heaven. This place is like a temporary stop. And I love the people that are like, oh, we want to bandage the earth. Not me. I want a new one. I don't care what you say. I'll take a new earth over a bandaged earth any day. Well, this is the only earth we have. Well, the guy who created it said we're going to get another one. I want that one. It's like, what? What's wrong with that? I remember, and I told you this before, this is not bragging. This is exactly what happened. I'm trying to, he's arrogant. Of course I'm arrogant, but this has got nothing to do with that. I was going through a counseling session, and I can tell you this, name was Dr. Dale. I know everything about it. He gives me a color test. I've never had a color test before. It's like, what is that? So they give you all these colors, then you're supposed to say things and respond to things, all these different colors they show you, and they do this for about 20 minutes because, one, you're paying them $100 an hour, and two, you're an idiot because you're paying them $100 an hour. And then they're doing this color test, and he's like, he goes through this whole thing. He goes, well, I haven't seen these results. Now, that only tells me I'm nuts. Well, thanks, Doc. No wonder I'm here. And he's like, you think too much in the heavenlies. And I looked at him, and I just shook his hand. And he was like, what? And I'm like, thank you. I want my brain to be in the heavenlies. That's fantastic. He thinks it's something bad. I think it's something awesome. Why? Well, because you're of so heavenly minded, you're of no earthly use. Please, that's all I want. Because I don't want to be used by the world. I want to be used by God. And I want my mind to be where his home is. I was so happy. I don't think he was really happy with my response to it, but I don't care. You see, we got to get a brain up there. That's all I'm saying. All right, we're going to take a short break, come back, and look at this from maybe a more helpful perspective. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Don't go anywhere.
Every time you say you love me, it truly is another sky.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Join the new and improved K-Praise fan club.
Subscribe to receive daily devotionals. Be the first to know about crazy price mall deals. Receive exclusive invitations to free movie screenings. Sign up for your chance to win free new books from your favorite authors. And get first bids on contests to win cool stuff like free passes to community events, gift cards to local restaurants, and much more.
Subscribe to become a member today by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app and receive new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
It's easy to subscribe, too. No need to create a new password with hundreds of special characters, a number, and a capital letter. You can subscribe using your social media profiles. It's that easy.
Join the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club.
Learn more by visiting kprz.com or download the KPRZ mobile app to tap the app to receive the new and improved K-Praise Fan Club benefits and exclusive mobile app contests.
Billions of people are cut off from access to the gospel, living in hard-to-reach places. Sometimes extreme poverty causes isolation. Others live in hostile communities. Their family may kill them if they acknowledge faith in Christ. The most efficient way to reach these people is by supporting a pastor that knows their language, lives like them, is one of them, and ready to start a church. I'm Steve Wheeler, the director of Whitefields Ministry. Since 1953, Whitefields has been supporting national pastors in the most remote villages, proclaiming the gospel to all people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Will your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities? Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
You know, you just don't have enough money. That's right. Your golden years aren't so golden because you don't have enough gold. You're retired and you can't get your hands on your own money. It's tied up in your house and you can't use it because now you don't have enough income to qualify for a refinance. Your house rich, but cash poor. And you still have to make those mortgage payments. I'm Rich Agazino of Park Place Funding. Let me help you make your life a whole lot better. A reverse mortgage can convert the money you invested in your home into tax-free income and eliminate your mortgage payments for the rest of your life. You're only over 62. Imagine the rest of your life without those mortgage payments and money in your pocket. So, no more mortgage payments, and I'll cover the cost of the loan. Call me, Rich, 949-547-2702, Park Place Funding. We're working to make your life a whole lot better. 949-547-2702. 949-547-2702.
BRE number 01883363. NMLS number 337745.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California, where I still, 5 years later, sound like a Muppet. I happen to like that line. I thought that young boy was right. I don't know where he is in San Diego society right now, but he was correct.
Insult to the Muppets.
And I will ignore Agent Squires now. So we were discussing seeking. Talking about jump with your heart, land with your mind. That's a good one. Okay. That was funny. I'm going to let that slide. And one of the things that we need to do is get our brain in the kind of the right What's the word we're looking for? Place. How about the right place? That's a good idea. Get our brains in the right place. And we talked about the fact that Scripture teaches us God's not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. God gave us a safe thinking mind. We need to use it. And then we illustrated in Philippians 3:17, especially verse 19, that people that are going into destruction, their mind is set on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven. So what's important about that? So we're talking about kind of directing our thoughts and kind of catching, hey, you know, this is not about bandaging the earth. You know, the secular progressives and the earth firsters and earth is our mother-ers. There's not one of them that reject Jesus Christ that's going to make it to heaven. There's just not one. Because if you reject Jesus Christ, you're not making it. Number two, they're just wrong. It's like, it's not that, you know, big a deal. It's, you know, the line is if they're not making it, it's like, gee, I'm sorry God didn't choose you. But the irony here is how we need to be understanding things. And here's how you need to be understanding things. I'm going to do it in 1, 2, 3, 4 words. Ready? And this includes the effect from the cross. So you ready? It's not about here. It's not about here. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore, we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Here is the whole condition that Paul in the theology is writing. It's like, you know, it's not about here. Those people that are setting their mind on earthly things, the earth is their mother, which is their nice way of saying earth is their God. Nice, but that's not the Christian way. The Christian way is understanding that this place is light and momentary, and we're looking for an eternal glory that far outweighs it. Our place in this world is not to be in this world. How about that? I like that. Michael W. Smith? Our place in this world, our place in... I like the song. I don't have anything against the song. Here is where our place is. Not here on this earth now. That's not our place. We're supposed to not lose heart because all of this is seen as momentary troubles, light afflictions. Doesn't feel that way, does it? But it's like, nope, it is. Because in the course of 1,000 years, this 80, 90 years of difficulty is nothing. In the course of 10,000 years, it's nothing. 100,000 years is nothing. 1,000,000 years is nothing. 1,000,000,000 years is nothing. It's just not about here, right here. Hebrews 11:13-16. All these people were still living by faith. When they died, they did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, admitting that they were foreigners and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they're looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking about the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they are longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. People of faith are not thinking this earth is the greatest thing ever. People who are of faith are going, my citizenship is in heaven. My heart is in heaven. I'm not thinking of the country I'm leaving. I'm thinking about the country I'm going to. I am a foreigner and a stranger on earth. You're an alien. You're thinking, oh, get out, Dave. Yeah? Let me ask you a question. Are you a Bible-believing, born-again Christian? Yes or no? If the answer is yes, then answer this question. Does the Holy Spirit live in you? Is the Holy Spirit a human being? No. So a non-human being is living in you, right? So you are a mix between a human being and the Holy Spirit. You're an alien.
That's how that works.
Like that? That's you're thinking that's crazy. Not crazy. You don't feel comfortable here. Have you noticed that? You keep running around like a chicken with your head cut off because you feel like a chicken with your head cut off because this place is not the place. And you know it. You know that even when cool things happen from a worldly point of view, there's nothing cooler than when God does something. That when God answers a prayer, it's kind of like the coolest thing ever. Because this is not your place. Your citizenship is in heaven. You're looking for a heavenly country. And God, because you have that attitude, is proud of you. He's not ashamed of you. He's proud of you. Because we're all going to live together with God in a new heavens and a new earth, and it's going to be entirely different because there won't be any presence of sin, and there won't be any presence of evil that gets to continue, and we'll be free from the stain of all stains. But that's not yet. And until we get there, this place is,
oh, it's such a fine place.
No, it's not. I want to go to the heavenly one. It's not that fine a place. There's so many good things. There's an equal amount of bad things. If you're not aware of that, maybe you should go back to the garden where it says they ate the tree of good and evil. And that knowledge of good and evil has been permeated into this planet. So there's plenty of evil. Get that? This isn't it. If this is it, I quit. How about that? Paul said, if in this life we are Christians only, we are of all men most miserable. That's what Paul said. He's like, look, if we're Christians only here and there's no after, we're just the biggest dummies ever. But our citizenship is not here. And how you know is you can never find the fullness of satisfaction here. There's people that medicate to be satisfied. I'm not talking about medicating to being satisfied. I'm talking about you can't be 100% because you're not 100% with your creator. Now, you can be high. I guess you can be high 90s. I don't know. Jesus was looking forward to going back. So I guess that's kind of tough to say. So the idea there is to understand that you will never have it all here. You might have a full journey. And those that acknowledge Jesus Christ will have a wonderful after, and that is really what it's all about. But you just can't find it in this life, because it's not in this life. It's in the next one. That's what's amazing, is that we don't see that we don't believe that, we don't even live like that. You know, when Jesus said, lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, you know, he was just kidding. It was just a joke. He didn't mean any of it. He's just funning you, pulling your leg. Lay up treasures in heaven. And then he went, I mean, come on. Lay up treasures in heaven. Why?
Because there's a heaven. That's why.
It's not even. So I should probably lay some stuff up for there. Yeah. You might have a house. It'd be nice to have a pillow.
It'd be nice to have a bed.
Be nice to have something. I don't know how we're going to sleep. I don't know how we're going to be. It's nice to have some things up there. Lay up treasures for heaven. That's one of Jesus' first and primary teachings. This guy who taught he was God and the way, the truth, and the life, and the only way to God, also told you, you got to open up a bank account in heaven. You got to drop stuff in there. Because you get a chance to spend it for a really long time, but it's going to be there, and you're going to have an account. Get it? All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Short break. We'll be back.
I pray the Lord my soul to keep me through your grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. That's 800-518-4020.
HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, why have you been shredding for hours?
The boss said we should cut costs, Mr. Employee of the Month.
How does this cut costs?
These are the expense reports for the whole year.
You shredded them all?
Thanks to me, our expenses this year are zero.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work. HelpWantedSanDiego.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with, like, hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. HelpWantedSanDiego.com. Local jobs that work.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. That's some pretty good guitar work, huh? Yeah, that's pretty good guitar. That's my brother. I'm telling you, he's multi-talented. He just can't cook. Or, well, he can clean. He's really into the, he loves making sure that everything's vacuumed. I don't know. Who knows? You know, we were, our lives, we were born and raised Jewish. We had... You know, you're not allowed to say that we had a maid back then. My dad was loaded. And that's why my brother and I got cut out of the will, because we were Christians in a Jewish house that was loaded. And our domestic engineer, okay, or our maid, she was a Christian. And I'll never forget, when my dad died, we met after the funeral. And her and Billy and I were bawling, because she had been praying for our salvation since the day she was a part of our family. Is that unbelievable? It's like God, like, put somebody into our house who was a born-again Christian to pray for us every single day. Yeah, the Lord knows what he's doing. All right, let's get into this part of things. So we've been talking about how do we seek, and we talked about directing our minds in that direction. That's how you seek, by directing your minds. We talked about safe thinking, understanding that our minds are not to be stuck here on Earth. And when if anybody ever says you, well, you don't want to be so heavenly minded that you're of no earthly good, pat them on the back and say, that's exactly what I want. I pray for it every day because I'd like to impress God and not you. I mean, that's the response. An understanding that our place in this world, according to Hebrews 11, 13, and 16, is that we are aliens and strangers, which doesn't sound like a lot of permanence to me. And the Holy Spirit's in you. You're human. The Holy Spirit's divine. In you is divine and human, so you're an alien. And it's important to understand that we have a hunger for our real home, and we can even identify that this earth is not it. This place is not it. It will never reach, utopia, which, by the way, is a word that means nowhere, in case you didn't know. Utopia means nowhere. So here's the bottom line, and we just talked about this in the last segment, but I want to read it so that you can really hear what Jesus said. We kind of made fun of the, people not paying attention, but Matthew 6, 19 through 21, do not store up for yourself treasures on earth where moth and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven where moth and vermin do not destroy and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Isn't it funny that we started this whole discussion about having, you jump with your heart, you land with your mind, and how we've been talking about you get your brain, your mind, your thoughts thinking in the direction of the kingdom. You want to be Saz friend, safe thinking, because God has given us not a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind, and that we talked about that our mind needs to understand that we're citizens in heaven. And then Jesus, as we bring this back around, is like, hey, don't store up for yourself treasures on earth. You know that bank account you got at U.S. Bank, at Wells Fargo, at Bank of America? It's not going with you. I'm going to give it to my kids. Yeah, but you're going to continue. Well, that's what you're forgetting. Cessation is not part of the deal. Continuation is guaranteed. The only question is destination. And so Jesus tells people, look, and can you imagine him saying this 2,000 years ago? Hey, dummy, don't just lay stuff up on earth. Put it up for heaven. People going, what? I'm trying to build my brick house. I'm trying to build my hut. I'm trying to. Can you imagine? There would be no different response today than there would be then. Yet this is a part of the Sermon on the Mount, which is, by the way, the single most read, quoted text of all time, and then the most famous speech, sermon, whatever, of all time, Jesus says, get stuff for heaven, because you don't want to go there bare. It's like, wow. Because where your treasure is, you see, here's the nuts and bolts of it. If your heart is so tied to earth, if your heart is so tied to your family, look, I'm going to Texas because my family's in Texas. I love my family, but I'm not so committed to my family, I'd abandon God. I would abandon my family before I abandon God. I have to. My family doesn't have a heaven to put me in. Well, that's selfish. No, that's called obedience. Because I'm supposed to love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, strength, and mind. I mean, that's what we're called to. So much so that if you put it on the same scale as Jesus was using that type of speech, saying, if you follow me, you're going to have to hate your mom, hate your dad, you have to hate your wife, you have to hate your kids, you have to hate everybody compared to following me. That's right. He's number one, period. I have a friend that used to way get into football, and he felt like the Lord said, you're into it too much. Back off. And he did. It's like, I got to stop because he was becoming obsessive. You think that's a joke? It's not a joke at all. People do that in 1,000 different areas. Where is your treasure? Is it here and now, or are you an alien and a stranger? Could you honestly look at the Lord and say, I am a stranger here on this planet, your country is the country I want to be a citizen of. Can you do that? Because if you can't, there's a problem. People that go to destruction have their minds set in this world and on this earth. Well, you want to be a Christian? Can't do that. Brutal?
Yeah.
But who else has the words of eternal life but Jesus? All right, folks, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a 22-hour break, then we'll come back. More Insanity with Spoonanity. Talk to you then.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.